The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
I can assure everyone that there are going to be a lot of different independent eyes on this investigation. It will be thorough. It will be complete. It does not doesn't do any good as a former prosecutor to get information out in drips and drabs. The police response needs to be demilitarized. Mm-hmm. I think that the police response has become part of the problem as opposed to being part of the solution. I just want to be here on the ground. I want to be respectful of the people who have been protesting, and I want to show them support.
That's Senator Claire McCaskill, everybody, getting into the act in Missouri over what's gone on in Ferguson, that town very close to St. Louis. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we kick things off, you can't help but head immediately in that direction, because I like to say that America Tonight is about the water cooler buzz, and this is the conversation. Can you believe what's happening there? Oh, my gosh. How about those reporters? What happened there? How about the fact that it looks like a crazy military zone, and it doesn't even look like we're in the United States, especially if you look at some of the video that was streaming out of there? Here's the good news, if I can even say that. What's now happened is they finally had a day of calm, peaceful protest. This all kicked off last week on a Saturday afternoon when 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by a cop in Ferguson. The details of did he have his hands up and he was walking away and he was shot over and over again, or a friend was wrestling with a gun and then it involved the police car and then a shot was fired in the car. There was no dash cam. Wouldn't it have been great to have video? There's the one time you would have liked to see that. But they don't have it there. They've got some of it on order, and it's not installed, so there was no video. This time around, after some of the really insane things, frankly, that happened with the looting and the rioting night after night after night, you had hundreds of people protesting the shooting. But this time, you had state troopers in Ferguson that were there instead, just moving the cops out of the way. The governor announced that the Highway Patrol was going to take over supervising the security because they had to do something to shake it up. And pretty interesting that that's the direction they went in. So there were marchers that stopped and shook hands with the troopers and chatted with Captain Ron Johnson from the Highway Patrol. That was a smart move because he grew up there. He was actually overseeing the security. The governor decided to make that move on Thursday because of all the violent protests. So the crowds that have gathered since the Saturday shooting of Michael Brown are still gathering, but it's a different thing that we're now seeing in Ferguson. Let's hope it stays that way. Let's hope it stays that way. And to Johnson's credit, he's black. He grew up there. He says it means a lot to him personally. And then he wants to break the violence cycle. And with the looting and the damaging of buildings and vandalizing property and the tear gas and the smoke bombs and rubber bullets, for goodness sake, Molotov cocktails, rocks, police cars smashed to smithereens. And it looked like a war zone. I've seen a ton of the video, the unedited raw stuff that's come out of there, and it's sad. So this was a very smart move to do that by the Gov. It was very smart to do that because it does not honor this kid anyway. It does not honor Michael Brown to rip off your neighbor, smash windows, and grab things. That's terrible. You have the FBI, you have the Justice Department, lots of people investigating and coming up with their theories on what happened there. Witnesses, lots of witnesses being interviewed. And supposedly, the name of the police officer who shot Michael Brown is going to be released later in the day. That's a big deal on Friday. That's a big deal because there's been a push to have that name released and it has not happened. Of all the accounts that I heard, the one that I thought was the one that I thought may be close to what happened is the one from Dorian Johnson, who said he was there in that group with Brown when the shooting happened. He told reporters that the officer ordered them out of the street, then grabbed his friend's neck and tried to pull him into the car before pulling his weapon and firing. He said that Brown started to run and that the cop went after him, firing several times. So Johnson and other witnesses are saying that Brown was on the street with his hands raised when he was fired at over and over again. And this is why, if there had been video of this, it would have been good to have the video, because there it would have shown it in plain day if that's the way that this went down. And this is what's being repeated the most. This is what happened. There was the struggle, that kind of thing. Police have said that Brown was shot, this is their version, after a cop encountered him and another man on the street, another officer, right? They say one of the men pushed the officer into his car, then physically assaulted him in the car, struggled with him over the weapon. One shot was fired inside the car. Then it spilled into the street where Brown was shot several times. Now, the officer involved was injured. One side of his face was swollen. And if you remember, we talked about that the other night. So he has injuries consistent with somebody going after him. This is different than the story that I just told you before. So these are the two stories that are emerging the most out of this. And we go back to the same thing again. Is it the right thing to do to put out the name of the police officer? Let's go to Izzy in Missouri right at the top. Hey, Izzy.
Do you know what that upstart Nathan just called me?
What did he call you?
Home. He's like... you did not just say that to me. And he did. I was like, oh, my God, I haven't been called that in probably 30 years.
That's funny.
I just wanted to clarify a point. God. On the state police going into mm-hmm. Ferguson, that's pretty standard procedure in this state when a department is having serious problems. State police go in, not the county sheriff, like they originally were going to do with St. Louis County.
Yeah.
State police take over the police departments, and they do it in Illinois, too.
Wow.
When departments have a problem, state troopers will go in, they take it over, and they get to the bottom of the issue.
Right, that's smart.
But I have to, I had a good laugh that day when my brothers and I, we had a conference call. I don't have it, but my brother does. And we were laughing when we saw the photographs of the cops in desert fatigues, or desert...
camouflage.
I just started cracking up. I said, I don't believe it. I said, there's no damn desert in Ferguson.
Yeah, there's no desert there, yeah.
Did you just... I mean, really, they look like dweebs.
Yeah, it was kind of funny to see him in that. That's why he was talking about earlier, the camo, yeah.
I thought, wait a minute. I'm not saying, but yeah, they did. So anyway, that's all I had to say. I just wanted you to know that Missouri does...
They do that normally. All right, that's good thing. That's a good
joke for you. Doggone it. Well,
you know what? You know what? You want to tell us that joke? You want to hang on and tell us a joke on the other side?
It's just real short.
Oh, I want to hear that joke. You hang on. I'm going to make you hang on. We're dying to hear Izzy's joke. That's coming up next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Get past the people, get past the hill, man. Get on top, get on top, get on. I want to get on the good book. Get on the good book.
We're going to talk about how ironic it is that after 8 years, Nouri al-Maliki agrees to step aside as the prime minister, but, oh, guess what? He wanted to run again for another 4 years. Yeah, right. Get out of the way, big guy. So we'll talk about that in just a second and all the craziness that's happening there. Barbaric Islamic State, man. Going right up to people. Boom. You either become a Muslim or we kill you. And that's exactly what they're saying. Become a Muslim or we kill you. Wow. Let's go back to Izzy. We need some levity. We want to hear that joke. We are dying to hear that joke. We waited through just for this joke. I hope this joke is good. I know it's going to be better than Dan's.
I tell really bad jokes. I really do. You know why God gave women smaller feet?
Why?
So we'd be closer to the kitchen sink.
Oh, that's good. I think that's good.
I'll tell you one more real quick.
Okay.
What did the pregnant aunt say to Harry Reid?
What?
You're so low you can crawl under my belly.
Oh, Izzy. Oh, that's good. All right, good way to...
That's all I have for tonight.
That's good. I like it.
Stay in a good mood.
Stay in a good mood. Stay in a good mood. We like
it. This homegirl's going to get off the phone.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Holmes.
Bye.
Holmes. See you, Holmes. I love that. That's pretty funny. That is an old expression that people used to use in the 70s, Nathan, just so you know. but it was pretty funny. So in Iraq, obviously, our mind is there and there's concern about what's happening to people in the mountain and all the things that have happened in between. So here's the latest. I just mentioned this. Al-Maliki, who for my money, as was described by many people to me, close to the situation, almost from the beginning, was somebody who was equal to Saddam Hussein in a sense, because then what he did once he jumped in, he just threw the Sunnis to the side, so there was never any inclusiveness. And the religious factions, frankly, was the big problem in Iraq in the first place, so naturally everything falls apart. He's done, he's gone, and isn't it interesting, he didn't want the job, but then once again took the job, and now has to be pushed aside. So it's, you know, get out of here, you have to leave. Pretty much. Here's what the president had to say about the latest situation in Iraq.
The situation remains dire for Iraqis subject to ISIL's terror throughout the country. And this includes minorities like Yazidis and Iraqi Christians. It also includes many Sunnis, Shia, and Kurds. Because of these efforts, we do not expect there to be an additional operation to evacuate people off the mountain. And it's unlikely that we're going to need to continue humanitarian airdrops on the mountain.
All right, so there you go. I think the whole idea here is the Islamic State has to be shoved aside as fast as possible because they are just consuming territory. And this is what led to, okay, man, we got to do something. So we can't have boots on the ground, but we have to have these airstrikes, and yet we have to have these advisors. And I think it's going to come down to you're saying one thing, but what happens if there's a big turn and it gets worse, then what do you do? And you're stuck is the answer, because there's just no way that I think any of us across this nation would stand for a complete redo of Iraq to go back in again. There's just absolutely no way. So we'll see what this new government brings. He's out. That's a good thing. But still, you still have this Islamic State that gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And as long as that's happening, and as long as they're recruiting, there is a lot of danger to the people in those small towns in northern Iraq and some of the other areas, too, as well. Coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about something that is kind of flown under the radar, and it has to do with what we call dark money. And when we say, you know, when we say dark money, we're with the midterm elections coming up, but even bigger than that, well, that's still big, but besides the midterm elections, the presidential elections, what dark money is and what fiscal sponsorship is fundraising that allows short-term projects to get sponsorship from a more permanent charity. So the IRS is, for example, tax-exempt and government entities division, that's what it's called, is, you know, while we had that whole Lois Lerner thing still going on, right, what's interesting is there's no oversight regarding this kind of practice. So some groups, some nonprofits, have pushed programs into questionable territory, and they use this fiscal sponsorship to bend and abuse the law, and they're getting away with it. And what they're getting away with is unbelievable. The dark money is huge in politics, huge. And while the Republicans are being called out for these PACs, this is part of this fiscal sponsorship. It definitely bleeds into Democratic territory. In fact, that's where a lot of it would fall. It's that faux sponsorship kind of thing. It's a strange deal. So, for example, there you look at 300 charitable projects. Some of them that definitely have question marks next to them. They're funded, then they disappear with more than $1 million in charitable donations intended for those projects. And so this new report that was released by the Senate Committee on Environment and Public Works shows how several donors use foundations to hide what they're contributing to grassroots and political causes through fiscal sponsorship. Isn't that interesting? And people aren't aware of it. They don't catch what's really happening. You know how much money was spent? According to Open Secrets, in this right now in this election cycle, the most money being spent by super PACs is $44 million, and it's actually groups against Republicans. So as I said, as much as of this gets thrown the way of the Republicans, you still have groups from like the Sierra Club to the League of Conservation Voters that don't disclose their donors. They don't disclose it. And the IRS has that fiscal sponsorship, so, you know, be the judge. Interesting. We're going to talk to Dan Epstein from Cause of Action about that, about whether or not they're going to change the rules, or petitioning the IRS anyway to change the rules concerning that, and asking them to look into some organizations that are violating perhaps their tax-exempt status through this sponsorship activity. You know, they say where there's a will, there's a way, and they've obviously found it. But anyway, it's a great conversation with him. That's coming up in our next segment. And, you know, talking about midterm elections, just a quick aside on that, because, you know, all politics are local. So for these midterm elections, what's happening where you're listening to me in New Jersey, in Missouri, in Illinois, in Texas, in Florida, in California, there are different passions, different things that are driving the economies in your states. And so when you're looking at reelecting governors, when you're looking at senators and Congress people, so much is tied to, yes, nationally, but really locally, but certainly with the governor. In Colorado, Governor John Hickenlooper is looking for a second term, but it's a lot tighter in that run for the second time around than a lot of people would have thought, because remember, he was the king of the marijuana deal in Colorado. But what's happened is there's a tug of war over an issue that has nothing to do with pot. It has to do with guns. It has to do with whether, you know, what the access is gun-wise and gun control and all of that. So there's been a lot of public pushback over the governor's support for gun control laws and some of the other decisions that he's made. And it's now what's happening is the former Denver mayor, who easily won his first race for governor against a Republican Tea Party candidate with very little support, and a third party candidate, Tom Tancredo, now he faces a big challenge against an establishment type of Republican who is very clear how he feels about guns. And this is an issue, isn't it interesting, where, you know, he had all the support and the praise for becoming the nation's first legal recreational marijuana sales state, but now the gun issue is probably going to bring him down. Dan Epstein next on America Tonight.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again. I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Here we go again. Dan Epstein is with us from Cause of Action, and he is going after the IRS. He is calling them out for failing to oversee nonprofits that abuse fiscal sponsorship. And you might be saying to yourself, what is fiscal sponsorship? So, Dan, first of all, thanks for bouncing back on the show and explain, what is fiscal sponsorship?
Well, Kate, thanks so much for having me. Fiscal sponsorship is actually how a lot of left-wing collectivist organizations fund themselves, and it's money laundering. This is what Senator Vitter released in a report a couple weeks ago. He showed that the whole left environmental movement funds itself by having billionaires who have offshore funds use a process that is typically used to sponsor a short-term project that doesn't need to incorporate or file anything with the IRS. And they just say, well, we'll take that model and we'll fund things long-term and never report anything to the IRS and never be accountable for filing tax returns that every conservative group did at its peril. And so this is exactly what the environmental left is doing, and it becomes money laundering because these organizations take hundreds of thousands of dollars, in some cases hundreds of millions of dollars, and they funnel it to political causes with the IRS never knowing about it. So it's not just a question of dark money or shadow lobbying, but it's total invisibility. And it's so much worse than dark money, and yet it's the left who's being hypocritical and accusing conservative organizations of engaging in dark money practices when they're the worst. They're the worst perpetrators.
So what's the deal with the no oversight again by the IRS? I mean, there's a lack of it completely.
Yeah, you know, there's a complete lack of this. I mean, fiscal sponsorship is even though it sounds like this technical concept, it's quite simply what, you know, if you were a college student and you said for your, you know, senior project, I want to do a film documentary. Well, instead of having to say, okay, well, this is an educational project, I need to raise money, let me start my own charity, fiscal sponsorship is designed to say, well, you don't have to start your own charity. Your school is likely a nonprofit. Your school can allow you to raise money to sponsor this film project. It's going to be a short-term project. It would be silly for you to have to incorporate and file a 990 to do that, and you wouldn't need to report anything to the IRS because your school is a nonprofit. It's going to report everything. Well, the left took that very simple concept and just said, we're going to do that on a permanent basis. In fact, one of the most famous organizations that did this permanently and that ultimately got called out, not by the IRS, but by congressional oversight committees, was ACORN. ACORN would essentially take this model of the student film project that would be temporarily funded and that wouldn't file a 990 and that wouldn't report anything to the IRS, the 990 is a tax return. ACORN took that concept and said, we're going to do this not for just 2 months. We're going to do it for 30 years. And we're going to take all of these donor funds that were supposed to be used for charitable causes, and we're going to use it for lobbying and political intervention. And guess what? We know the IRS is never going to conduct oversight over this because they think that we're just sponsoring a bunch of short-term projects. And that's exactly what the left has done for the last 30 years. And so it's completely hypocritical that this IRS has targeted conservative groups. That what were they doing? They were being compliant. They were filing forms to get tax-exempt status. They were complying with the law. When the left openly violates the law, which, you know, Senator Vitter, you know, we don't need to speculate on this. Senator Vitter issued a close to 100-page report on how the left does this, how billionaires, I mean, we're talking about billion-dollar industry, left-wing environmental groups. Billionaires fund these groups from offshore tax money in Bermuda. And the IRS conducts no oversight over this, and yet they target conservative groups that are complying with the law. It just signals to the American public, if you comply with the law, you're going to get targeted. That's what the IRS means for everyday Americans.
Wow. Crazy. And, you know, it's funny. You did an op-ed piece, and in the op-ed piece, you specifically point out, because you think, okay, money-wise, so what are we talking about in going through this? And you point out open secrets and say, look, in this election cycle that's going on right now, and I think people maybe they'd be shocked, maybe they wouldn't, the most money being spent by super PACs is $44 million by groups against Republicans, right?
Yeah. The dark money problem is a concept manufactured by the left because they are the worst perpetrators. They know. See, at least if you say that there's dark money, then you can call someone out. You can say, well, you don't disclose your donors, therefore I can criticize you. But the reality is the left, instead of just saying dark money and you know, saying we want to protect privacy, because privacy is such a bad concept, right? The left just says, no, instead, we're just going to openly violate the law, so you're not even going to know where the money is. And that's the hypocrisy of the left on this whole dark money problem. And the reality is the facts on the ground, the left is engaging in a lot more super PAC spending and nonprofit spending against their political enemies than the conservatives are.
Yeah, it's so funny because so many people don't actually realize that. Hopefully, by you pointing this out and more people talking about it, as we have here on America Tonight, people start to understand, okay, really? You want to do that? Well, then listen, we got this and we'll show you about it. And so people understand really that whole dark money thing in this new report that was, you know, just released. So what is cause of action doing about it?
Well, as you know, Kate, we are still active in litigation against the IRS. You know, a lot of groups out there have continued to fight the IRS. We've had some successes. One of cause of action's allies, Judicial Watch, has gotten IT folks at the IRS to testify now about what happened with these quote-unquote missing Lois Lerner emails. We are still trying to get accountability and transparency at the IRS. You know, ultimately, what we want is the first thing Cause of Action believes in is not that there shouldn't be people who want to exercise their free speech right in their political community. That's incredibly important. But what we want is we want fairness, we want transparency, we want accountability. We don't want an IRS that goes after its political enemies while at the same time using taxpayer money and subsidies to protect its political allies. And that's ultimately what this IRS is doing. That's why Cause of Action continues to litigate its multiple Freedom of Information Act lawsuits against the IRS, and we continue to investigate how the IRS treats groups. At the end of the day, we want accountability, transparency, and fairness.
Of all the different areas of government, you know, good pieces of government, I'll call them offices, and the IRS is obviously huge, that you've gone after, that where you've seen that funds are misappropriated or there's something completely wrong. Has this been the toughest battle or one of them?
Well, it's definitely been one of the toughest battles. I think, you know, what's interesting is it's very clear that you look at this administration. In fact, you look at any administration, it's going to be the cabinet departments, the departments that have the most political control by the president, that are going to be the most opaque, the least transparent. And we were told, at least by this president, that that was all going to change when he got elected. And I think we saw that it got worse. But very clearly, you know, the National Science Foundation is not an opaque agency. It's not a heavily politicized agency. EPA, HHS, IRS, these are, of course, heavily politicized. And I think what's interesting about this president, and we haven't seen anything like this since Nixon, and commentators on both the left and the right will tell you this, that this president has very deeply politicized his Internal Revenue Service. It's traditionally been an agency that we think is just full of faceless bureaucrats. But these faceless bureaucrats in this administration at the IRS are faceless, but they're politically motivated. And that's what we've seen with this IRS scandal. And we've seen a president who very much wants to use the power of the purse and the power to tax as a power to destroy. And he's done that to his political enemies.
Yeah. So, you know, we think that when you think the midterm elections are coming up and then right behind it, you know, 2016 is here. This is going to be an interesting election year, isn't it? Because kind of off topic, it's wide open now that this is the last part of the Obama administration. Do you think that there'll be blowback just democratically because of what's happened during his administration to the Democrats?
You know, I think the Democrats have been, you know, have used political opportunities to basically use a rhetoric of there's no scandal here, right? I mean, ultimately, you look at the Republican oversight investigations in terms of the IRS, or in terms of the State Department with Benghazi. I mean, people have not been forced to resign. You haven't had impeachment proceedings. You haven't had people going to jail. I mean, Lois Lerner, I think a lot of Americans would have reacted to the whole IRS scandal and said, Lois Lerner belongs in jail. I mean, keep in mind, let's just move a few years back and think about agencies like the National Labor Relations Board. It took the Supreme Court in a decision to say that these recess appointments, these judges who are making politicized decisions, didn't have the authority to do that. But that took years, and that wasn't Congress. That was a presumably nonpartisan Supreme Court. So I think the Democrats have well positioned themselves to win on the rhetorical issues of these scandals, which really are scandals and haven't been properly leveraged for the American people to feel like there's been some accountability and responsibility. And I think that's still got to be a goal of Republicans who, you know, want to send a signal to the American people that, you know, you want elected officials to be accountable. I don't know if that signal's out there.
Yeah, it's interesting. I agree with you. Well said. Absolutely. That's part of that paying attention and pushing that signal so there's some realization that, hey, there's a tote board out here and we're looking at accountability for sure. Dan Epstein, Executive Director of Cause of Action, nonprofit, nonpartisan group that promotes government accountability and transparency, just so you know. Dan, thanks so much.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a hole in the boat?
We're making this final couple of turns here on America Tonight. And I call this the big mix, meaning things that I think you would want to know. Just little tidbits, kind of the Reader's Digest. When I was a kid, I don't know if many of you had the same experience where you were waiting at the doctor's or the dentist, or maybe your family got it. And the Reader's Digest, you go to my grandfather's house, and he read it voraciously. He was such a big reader anyway. And I thought it was like the best, because there'd be these little snippets of stories, right? Little nuggets, gems that I didn't hear anywhere else, because even as a kid, I really liked hearing what was going on. So this is my version of the mix-up. A couple of quick sports notes. Major League Baseball has a new commissioner. It's not a big, sexy name and a household name. Anybody you would know, like a Joe Torre, because kind of his name was thrown out there. The Yankee, former Yankee skipper, baseball player, and all-around cool, good guy. But it is a man who is equally steeped in the ways of Major League Baseball, if that means anything. Except for, you know, when I say that, he's been involved in baseball for 15 years. So he's Rob Manfred is the next Major League Baseball commissioner. It's just made official. And it's not a surprise when he jumps in. What'll be interesting, when you think of old school versus new school, even if you're not a baseball fan, you know what baseball is, Major League Baseball, right? So the games are super long. Kids have an attention span of, what, 6 seconds? That's what the Vine commercials are. So will he address the length of the game? That probably has to be one of the things you would think that they would look at. The other thing that he will still inherit and have to deal with is PED testing, you know, looking for performance-enhancing drugs, because they've already gone through all of the steroid stuff, not that it's not being used, but meaning all the controversy over what are we going to do. Now he has to pick up the mantle and deal with it. Forget the whole, remember everybody that was dragged in front of Congress and all of that? He has to worry about the PED testing, move it into the future. And then there's other things that you would have to probably be involved in as a commissioner. And that may have to do with some of the crazy corruption, almost mafia-like ways that dealing with smugglers and threats and whatnot for some of the players, like some of the Cuban players, like Jose Abreu and Yasiel Puig, who came over from Cuba and was smuggled out by a bunch of thugs, drug runners, drug cartel people. So baseball doesn't want to tie itself to any of that. That's something he would probably have to worry about maybe in the future, because those kinds of things are happening more and more. But I think the game itself, instant replay and is it working challenges, and also the length of the game might be something that he would focus on in the future. So new baseball commissioner, part of the mix here on America Tonight, for what it's worth, because they have part of the final say. And then this final one, sports related, that I'm going to throw in here, and this is just terrible what's happened. If you don't know what happened to Kevin Ward, I'm just going to rehash quickly the story for you. Last week, Tony Stewart, who is a popular NASCAR driver. NASCAR is a personal thing for people who like NASCAR. It's an individual deal, so you adopt a racer. You like Dale Earnhardt Jr., you like, you know, Tony Stewart, Jimmy Johnson, whoever it is. And then you hate the rivals, so just as much as somebody likes them, they dislike them. Tony Stewart, for the second week in a row, is not going to race. He's not going to race at Michigan, and that makes sense because of what happens. Stewart sat out Sunday's Watkins Glen race in New York. He killed Kevin Ward Jr. during a sprint car event in New York. What happened was Stewart clipped Ward's car. It went into a spin. Ward got out of the car during the caution flag period, right? Walked down the track and then was hit by Stewart. So he just bowled him over, and are there going to be manslaughter charges? Was this an accidental thing? You have to assume that's the deal, because why would he just gun him down? So Ward's funeral was Thursday in New York. He died of blunt force trauma. Stewart's dirt racing career certainly is on hold. He could face criminal charges. We don't know yet. He says there aren't any words to describe the sadness he feels about the accident that took the life of Kevin Ward Jr. He's a three-time NASCAR champ, and he is winless and 21st in the Cup standings this season, and he would need at least one win in the next four races to have a chance to be eligible for the chase for the Sprint Cup championship. But I doubt he's worried about that. He has 48 career cup wins and 542 starts. As I mentioned, a lot of people like Tony Stewart. They know who he is and follow his career. But this whole thing with plowing down Kevin Ward, and is there going to be a criminal charge or not, is, I think, the thing that really hangs in the balance. All right, so also in the mix, moving from that, to something else, my Reader's Digest version of these little nuggets. These things with cars and auctions, I think I said maybe at the beginning of this week or last week that I didn't get the whole classic car thing until, which is typical, right, until you get dragged to it. And then I was like, wow, this is actually pretty cool. So this Ferrari GTO, you know how much it sold for? I can't believe it. I don't get the value of cars, I'll say that. $38 million. It's a new auction record. 6263 Ferrari, by the way. And it was sold in California, the most ever paid for a car at auction. So that price includes a 10% what they call buyer premium paid to the auction company. That's pretty nice, isn't it? I can see why being in having an auction company being involved in it would be pretty sweet. That's a pretty sweet deal. So now you'll know this nugget, $38 million for this Ferrari GTO from the early 60s. Selling for that amount of money, the highest ever paid for a car at auction. Somebody told me once, what's something worth? It's whatever anyone will pay you. So somebody was willing to pay for that. And then this is a strange deal, too. And it might have made the rounds internet-wise, because it seems like it would. But this Martini Makisi Benedabi has been stripped of gold for what they call the impromptu strip. So this was the European Championships, and he was celebrating in the 3,000 steeplechase, right? And he was coming to the final barrier. This is a French guy. He had the race and the gold medal in the bag. He had enough time to showboat, apparently, because he stripped off his running vest before he put it in his mouth and waved to the crowd. And that was just enough of a controversy for judges and whatnot to take it away from the 29-year-old. He got a yellow card, a warning, and then there was an appeal by another country. And so instead, that was it. He did not get the gold. He lost the gold because he decided to strip off the shirt. They didn't like that. And how about that? So that pushed him right out of it. And so this is, you know, this is pretty big because these are qualifying matches, and these Euro matches are things that people watch for some of the futuristic races. It's not the first time that he's been in trouble. He was involved in a fist fight with a teammate in another league meeting. They were on the track and they started, you know, punching each other. So then there was a 5-month suspension. So obviously he may have a little bit of a temper. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.